This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Post-match chat with chaps for that Millwall podcast, where it finished at the MKM Stadium. Hull City 1, Millwall 0. Another weekend, another Millwall loss, another away trip to Hull and another 1-0 loss. That's now just 3 victories in our last 14 league games. No victory in our last 4 and only 2 goals scored. And it's not looking good, gents. Ladies and gents, I should say. It really is not looking good. The first half performance today for me was incredibly poor. Yes, Hull, very good side. I'm sure we'll talk more about it. But it's not looking good. And teams around us are winning. Huddersfield won 4-0 today. QPR won away at Blackburn. Other teams are showing that they can get results. And yes, Hull is not an easy game for us, especially with the squad they've got. But we've got a difficult run in of fixtures now. And we've got to start putting results on the board, because if we don't, we will be in that relegation battle, unfortunately. But look, let's get into it. I'm recording this straight after, by the way. So it's now 5:10. So I'm literally recording it straight after. So I've not watched it back. I've just seen it live. I've not listened to any interviews. I've not looked at socials. So this is just off the cuff, my opinion, one take, and just sort of saying what I think on it. So the team. So 5 changes today. 5 changes. And if I'm honest, it's probably close to the team that I would have picked before the game, in reality, given who's available. So apparently Nisbet is injured. So no Nisbet available. But he starts with Sarkic in goal, a back three right to left of Tanganga, Harding and Cooper. Hutch is on the bench. My assumption, he's not fit enough to start. Brings Murray Wallace back, which I think is the right call, given how bad Joe Bryan has been in terms of his errors that he's made recently. Norton Cuffey on the right-hand side. The two centre midfielders that I guess we've all been asking him to play, which is Casper Denore and George Saville. And then a front three of Michael Obafemi getting his start, with Duncan Watmore returning from illness and Ian Fleming. And in reality, you can't, with what's available, you can't really argue with that. And on paper, as good as Hull are, and by the way, just before I get into this, if there's any Hull fans listening, I've seen quite a few comments from Hull fans saying, putting our budgets on a par. They're clearly not. Like, I'm sorry, mate. If you can sign the likes of Carvalho and Zorori and, Ohio on loan, budgets are worlds apart. I'm sure Seri's costing you a few bob and all. So complete tosh that our budgets are close. You're going for it, and fair play to you. You've got a good squad, clearly a good young manager. And I personally think you will be in the top 6. But I actually don't think you were that good today, to be fair. I don't think there was that much in the game. And that's what makes it more disappointing. But anyway, going back to what I was saying, that's the team we put out. And on paper, I honestly felt that it's a good side. Like, on paper, when you look at the team, I feel as though in terms of players that are top half championship players, my opinion, when fit, Michael Obafemi, Zian Fleming. I think Duncan Watmore, if fit and firing, could probably get into that bracket. Casper Dunor. Saville, probably just about. I think we have a lot of loyalties to Sav, and I love him, but top end championship, maybe not. I don't know. Norton Cuffey, yes. Murray Wallace, probably not. Cooper and Harding, no. The keeper, no. Tanganga, yes. So my point is, what I'm trying to get at is, that's probably as strong as an 11 we fielded for a long time. And probably stronger than any 11 that we fielded on paper than when we had Rowett. Of course, some of that has to be caveated because I don't think some of the players are fit. And we start the game. And I think after 2 or 3 minutes, it's quite obvious that they're gonna be on top. But the goal that we concede, I don't know if it's 4 or 5 minutes, is again just a calamity of errors. And to me, there's three players that need to take the blame. And it's not Tanganga. I think, and again, you've got to bear with me because I'm just recalling from my memory. I believe that Dunor's first header is really poor. Sells, I think it's Tanganga short. Then Harding, again, terrible pass. I can't remember which way round it was, but both of them really poor in terms of just basic things. And then it's a super shot from Zaruri. Hits the bar. But Sarkic is so slow to get up and move across the goal. Philogene actually does handball it, so it shouldn't count anyway. But he then puts it into the bottom corner. And whether Sarkic would have got there anyway, I'm not so sure. But he kind of takes an age to get up. And then his starting position to dive is like not in the middle of the goal. And it's just poor round from Harding, Dunor. Obviously, it was a handball, and then Sarkic. It was a really poor goal to concede. And I think, yes, the pitch was terrible. It was probably the worst championship pitch I've seen for a long time. But it's the same for both sides, and I do think it affected the game. I think that there was a handful of shots on goal. I've got the stats in front of me here. You know, we only had one shot on target, which was right at the end. They only had two shots on target in the whole game. So I think it did impact the game. But it's the same for both sides. And the amount of misplaced passes we had throughout the game was just horrendous. And the back three in particular were certainly more at fault than others for those sorts of misplaced passes. So, look, they go 1-0 up and nothing really happens for that first half. It was one-way traffic, but they didn't really create much. It was a really weird game. I have to say that the first half, I felt that they dominated, and at times their possession and their, what's the word I'm looking for, their dominance in certain areas of the pitch, obviously in our half, it was almost embarrassing at times. It was they had so much of the ball, territory, that's what I'm looking for. They had so much of the ball in the territory, it was awful. And although they probably didn't deserve their 1-0 lead because we gave it to them, they could easily, in terms of just pure dominance, they could have easily been 1 or 2 nil up. And we went in at half time and we just didn't. I think Carl Bates on the Millwall TV said we didn't lay a glove on them, and we didn't. We didn't do anything. It was really poor first half from us. We didn't get into the game in any way, shape, or form. At half time, we make a substitution. Michael Obafemi comes off. Tom Bradshaw comes on. It's a weird substitution for me. I don't get it. That either tells me that Michael Obafemi is only fit to play half and Tom Bradshaw is only fit to play half. Maybe they've only got 45 minutes each and that was always going to be the plan. And I guess it's what way to start it. But it just felt like a weird change to make. I do think Bradshaw had much more impact on the game than Obafemi did. Not sure that's all down to the individual, because I felt that the first half we just couldn't get out of our half. It was bad. And then I felt the first sort of 10, 15 minutes of the second half was neither here nor there. I think it was kind of sort of a lot played in the middle of the park. And then we bring on Joe Bryan and George Honeyman for Murray Wallace, who was treading on thin ice because Philogene had him. He brought Philogene down once, and then from that point onwards, it was only going to go one way, unfortunately. So Murray Wallace went off, Joe Bryant come on, and George Honeyman come on for George Saville. And I honestly felt from that point onwards, from like the 58th, 60th minute, and then Romain Essé come on a little bit later for Duncan Watmore, that we dominated the game? Probably. We dominated possession, and I felt that we were much the better side. But again, without really creating anything, the chances I've noted down here I think our best chance problem 68, where Fleming does superb work to just sort of roll the defender, sell him with a dummy. And then Ryan Allsop, who incidentally we had at Millwall and never played him, not even once, who's their first choice goalkeeper and played pretty well, to be fair. He collected everything. They play a very high line, including the goalkeeper. The goalkeeper's miles out. And Fleming, really unlucky, just sort of tries to chip him, lob him, and it hits the roof of the net. But I thought that was probably our best chance. Tanganga had a header on 75, and then Bradshaw had a couple of nearly moments, one towards the end in particular, and then another one where the ball was cut back and he tried to sort of just flick it towards goal. But, you know, let's be honest, we didn't really create any clear-cut opportunities. And that's the thing that I'm now concerned about. We scored just two goals in four games, and we don't look like we have a real plan to break teams down. And each game in isolation, you can say, oh, that could be the reason why. So, like, for example, today, we haven't really got a fully fit striker. That's one reason. The second reason is Hull are a very good side. There's no denying it. But there's always a reason, you know, and it's starting to concern me. We've got Coventry away next week. We've got some really tough games. And as I say, other sides are winning around us. It's definitely worrying, and we're being sucked right back into that relegation zone. I remember saying before the three wins in December that if you think we're not in a relegation zone, you need your head tested. We then got the three wins. I think we probably all got a little bit carried away. And now we've not won since then. We've won three games in 14. I think Joe Edwards has now been in charge for 15 league games, and he's won four of those 15. I don't know Rowett's record before, but...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Can we say results have changed? No. Is that the manager's fault? I'm not necessarily suggesting it is, but there's something not working. What I would say, you know, is we go there with a game plan and the game plan gets undone after 4 minutes because of just stupid individual errors. You can't blame Edwards for that. You really can't. And I felt the second half performance showed a lot more intensity and intent of what we were trying to do. I was quick to say that SA didn't make an impact in the last game, but I felt he did today. And I felt he was one of the more positive sparks. But that first half performance was just woeful, wasn't it? It really was not very good. But honestly, like, usually these last 25, 30 minutes, it's not going to today because there was nothing to talk about in terms of the game. It was a really weird one. As I say, they only had two shots on target and we had one. Nothing really happened. They completely dominated the first half. From pure dominance alone, probably should have had at least one or two. Second half, we're probably unlucky not to equalise without really creating anything clear cut. And I think that's the overall sort of summary. I think what I will say in terms of players is I'll just spend a bit of time on the players then. Sarkic, I'm really struggling with him. He flaps it a lot. The amount of basic things that he takes more than one time to collect the ball. He'll come out and get a fist to it, but he won't do it properly. His kicking is not as good as I think we hoped it would be. I just he doesn't look like a 1.2, 1.3 million pound goalkeeper for me. And I would imagine in the summer, I don't know. I don't think we would have done much worse with keeping Bart for this season and investing next summer, put it that way. And I don't mean to dig out players or criticise. I want the geezer to do well. He seems like a top lad and he speaks very well, but he looks very poor for me at the minute. I hope that changes, and I'm sure confidence plays a part. If you're not winning games, you're not keeping clean sheets, and there's not much confidence flowing throughout the team, I'm sure it rubs off on the keeper. But at the moment, he doesn't look great. Another player that doesn't look great, and I think we probably got a little bit carried away as a fan base, is Wes Harding. His distribution in recent weeks has been woeful. There's a reason why he's never played for a sort of a top championship side, and he just makes too many individual errors. I don't think he offers enough outside of that to warrant it. So I think, you know, players like Sarkic and Harding either need to improve quickly or they need to be moved on, which won't be easy in the summer if we want to get to where we want to get to, I guess is my point. Tanganga I thought was okay. You know, I don't think he was brilliant, but I think he was okay. He definitely is getting better. You can tell he's getting fitter, and he needs to. I think he's going to be a very good player for us and someone we're clearly going to need. I'd like to maybe see him play in the centre when Leonard's fit. Sort of Tanganga in the centre, or Hutch, obviously, if he's available. And then Leonard on the right-hand side. I think Leonard's missed hugely. I know he's only a 8-9 game man and then gets injured, but I think he really does offer something that no one else does. And until we can replace that with Leonard, I think Leonard has to start when he's fit. He wasn't on the bench, so I'm assuming he's not close just as of yet. Cooper was probably, it was better than Harding, but again, he just does things. His distribution wasn't great. I recall on 52, was never a penalty, but he puts his arms on the player's back so much all the time, and it winds me up. I don't know what he's doing that for. He's so clumsy, Cooper. He really is. I'm not saying he was dreadful today, because he wasn't, but he's very clumsy in my opinion. And by the way, just to say my opinion, last week I got quite a few comments from people. It's my opinion, right? That's all this is. And everyone's entitled to an opinion. You are, I am. Bloke round the pub is entitled to an opinion. You don't have to agree with it. Always give me your opinion. Let's keep it constructive. That's all this is. I think ultimately it's... that's what football's all about. Everyone's entitled to opinion, and it's subjective. So, you know, if I say something you don't agree with, that's a talking point, right? It's not... it is what it is. Anyway, moving further forwards... I love Brook Norton Cuffey. I hope we sign Brook Norton Cuffey permanently. But he was very poor today. Very, very poor. Nothing he did come off. And the best thing he probably did was come off, to be honest. It's one of them days for him. I felt for him because nothing he did. We got into a really good position in the second half and his ball was terrible. And that summed him up. He had one of those days. He's a good player. He's a good prospect. And I think the championship is his level. But he was poor today. On the left-hand side, Murray Wallace was okay. He didn't really impact the game too much. But once he was booked with Philogene, who is probably one of, if not the best wing in the league, it was very difficult for him. And I felt that we needed to make the change that we did with Joe Bryan coming on. When Hull have got players like Philogene down one side and then down the other side, Ryan Giles and Zoruri, I mean, it's no wonder our wing-backs didn't do very well, because we weren't able to inflict anything going forwards. We're more worried about going backwards. The two centre midfielders, I was desperate for them two to start. I don't really feel they lived up to that kind of billing. I thought Denoor was better than Saville, but he tired towards the end of the game. Saville is probably my favourite player at the club. So when I say this, it comes from a good place, but I thought he was very poor in the first half. He just didn't really do anything. I thought he was poor, and I don't think he did any better than Honeyman or Mitchell could have done. And that's just me being honest. Like I say, Sav was probably my favourite player at the club, but I thought he was very poor in the first half. I thought Honeyman made a big difference when he came on. Some of his forward passes, spraying the balls out and then sort of trying to drive the ball forward into feet, I thought he made a big difference, to be fair. and maybe the midfield pairing for Coventry should be Denoor and Honeyman. The front three, Obafemi, I don't know if it was his fault or not. I don't know, but he didn't get into the game at all. I don't even know if he touched the ball, to be honest. I'll have to look at the stats. Watmore did okay. Huffed and Puff tried to get us up the pitch, but didn't really have much luck. And then I'll come to Zian Fleming, who, in my opinion, was easily our man of the match. Any opportunity we did have, he was central to. He created probably the best chance of his game, of the game, on his own. And I personally, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I felt he probably worked harder than anyone else on the pitch. He retained the ball the best. He did look like the best player on the pitch, in my opinion, even with all of the riches that Hull have. Speaking of the riches that Hull have, and I'm not just saying this to be bitter, because Hull are a better side than us. They deserve to win. So any Hull fans listening to this, I didn't think Hull looked that good, actually. I expected them to look a lot better. I don't think Carvalho was that particularly influential. That's the second time I've seen Tufan up front, and I don't rate him at all. I really don't rate him there. He's got 65 caps for Turkey. I don't know. Maybe he's better than what he shows against us. But they look like a central striker away from being a very good side. Whether that's the Ohio bloke that they brought on, who's meant to be highly rated. Obviously, they've got Adama Traore, who's at the African Nations. Don't know. They're very, very good defensively, and they weren't before Rosinha got there. I think they had the worst defence in the league before Rosinha got there, and now they're definitely in the top eight. So they look very resilient defensively. I think Jones and Greaves are, you know, sort of seasoned, toughened centre-backs. They look pretty good, everything we gave them. But, you know, their front four of Philogene, who is a quality player, and how they got him permanently, fair play to them for getting him permanently. But the likes of him, Carvalho, Zarori, who was a constant thorn in our side in the first half, it's a good attacking, I was about to say front four, don't rate Tufan, but it's a good attacking side. And I honestly think they'll get in the playoffs, but I don't think they were as good as I was kind of expecting them to be, which is weird because they dominated the first half more, but without really creating anything clear cut. Maybe it's the pitch. Don't know. Maybe it had more of an impact than we thought. I thought SA was a bright spot when he came on, as was Joe Bryan, actually. I thought Joe Bryan did pretty well getting forwards, put a couple of nice balls into the box as well, had some good intent. Obviously, at that point, we're attacking, so he's always going to look good. It's when he goes the other way that he doesn't. And I felt SA really tried to assert himself on the game. A couple of misplaced passes, ball went out for a throw, but actually some of the stuff he did, he kind of brought because of the possession that Hull had, we needed players that could be more comfortable on the ball and get out of tight spaces. And he definitely showed that today, Romain Essay. And maybe there was a little bit of extra for him because I do believe that Pete O'Rourke, whatever he's called, did report that we actually rejected two bids for Romain Essay from Hull. So maybe he had a little bit more of a bit between his teeth for that reason. Who knows? But look, we go away to Coventry. And for me, again, it depends on what's available. But I think what the changes I would make, I probably wouldn't change the goalkeeper, although I think we need a new one, but I'd probably keep him in. I would keep Tanganga on the right. I'd bring Hutch back in the centre. Harding goes out. Hutch captain, Cooper on the left. Bryan or Wallace, that's a difficult one. Not sure. Might be inclined to stick with Muzza. Norton Cuffey wasn't great today, but we'll give him another go on the right-hand side. I'd start Honeyman and Denoor in the middle, and then probably the front three. It depends on who's fitter over Obafemi and Bradshaw. But that's the kind of team I would start, and then Essay would certainly be getting more minutes. I don't think he's done enough to start a game. He's come on once and made an impact, but I think he does himself no favours with some of the things he did when he came on. So I'll leave it there. 22 minutes. Thank you very much for listening. Another weekend ruined by Millwall. Thank you very much. And I can't see us getting anything at Coventry either. But look, thank you very much for listening as always. Really do appreciate it. Please do like, subscribe, blah, 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 blah. And try and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thanks again. Bye for now.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport, powered by fans.